Thank you. It is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Sunday morning. We're grateful for the Lord's great love, His mercy, His compassion, His love toward us. And as I said many a times, I never get tired of saying, saving a sinner such as myself. I know I'm unworthy of it. If I got what I had coming, my just reward, I'd have went to hell a long time ago. But I'm glad the Bible said, God, who is rich in mercy, with a great love wherewith He loved us in Jesus to die on our behalf. He that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. The only way to be made righteous, or right in the sight of God Almighty, is through the blood of His cross. Your church membership, your association, your affiliation with some organization, religious, or whatever it may be, a case of the do-goods, or turning over a new leaf, or being baptized in a watery grave and feeling good about what you've done is not going to justify you. The Bible said Jesus was delivered for offenses, that's our sins, and raised again for our justification. We're justified freely by God's marvelous, amazing grace. For by grace are you saved. That's an unmerited favor through faith, and that comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. You see, you can't save yourself. You're a sinner. You were shaped in iniquity and born in sin. And beloved, you've got no hope of getting to heaven outside the blessed hope. He's the hope of all the world. I'm glad, thank God, that He's my hope. And I'm glad I've been born again the second time the Lord from heaven. I experienced the second birth, the spiritual birth. That is God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory in my life has never, ever been the same. He said, therefore, if any person be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. All things become new to you when you get saved. Now, when I used to have a bad habit, a lot of bad habits before I got saved, and I smoked, and of course smoked for about 10 years. Started when I was about 14 years old, 13 or 14, and beloved, I puffed those things, and I tried to quit them. I lasted 6 months one time, and I thought I was doing real good, but to the desire to smoke those stinking cigarettes and drink and gamble and cuss and carry on, beloved, that was my nature. I was in a sinful nature, a depraved nature, and beloved, I found pleasure in those kind of thing. That is pleasure of the flesh. The Bible says the pleasure of sin proceeds. I mean, I never really did get satisfied, but I can truly say when my sins were forgiven, it got alive in me and it transformed me and changed me, quickened me, and made me alive. I didn't have to quit those things. They quit me. My desire to smoke and gamble and cuss and carry on and run up like a fool in the ways of the world. Had no desire to do that any longer. God done something on the inside, changed the outside of me. And I've been in newness of life for, thank God, 45, over a little over 45 wonderful years. What a blessing, what a joy, what an honor it is to not just know about Him, but to know Him as my personal Savior. My prayer to God for you is today that if you're not saved, and I'm talking about saved from sin, I'm not talking about head nod and lip service, a case of do better, turning over a new leaf and feeling good about doing good things, and you ought to. That's a God-given conscience. We do things that's good while we feel good about what we've done because that's a good act. That's a righteous act. But you're not saved by a righteous act that you perform, loving. It's what He done and what He does in you when He transforms you, changes you, and quickens you and makes your life. Now said, I'm glad this morning that I'm a saved Baptist. I'm ashamed of most Baptists. Most Baptists are not saved. They're just Baptists. That's all they are. I mean denomination, the affiliation, organization above it that they're linked up to. They don't know the Lord Jesus in reality as their personal Savior. And they know about Him. Somebody got them down and said, you believe Jesus died for you? God raised Him. And they said, oh yeah, I believe that. And they'll say, well, praise God, brother, you're saved. Well, not so, beloved. I know that all my life. But I didn't get saved till I give up myself. Till I believed on Him and has received Him as my personal Savior. When He got alive in me, He transformed me, He changed me, He quickened me, and He gave me the free gift of eternal life. And I'll never perish. Nobody's able to pluck me out of His hand. Beloved, and He didn't take me out of the world, but He took the world, that is the love of the world, out of me. Don't have the love of the world in me any longer. I've got the love of God in me, that is God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And it's for you. It's free. Salvation is a gift of God. You don't merit it. You don't deserve it. You don't have to do anything to obtain it except repent. Jesus said, except you repent, you'll all likewise perish. Beloved, repentance is the only way from earth to heaven. There's a genuine broke heart and a contrite spirit. That is one that's really submitting themselves and giving themselves, turning themselves over to the will of God and accepting the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. and surrendering their will, and letting their will be, of course, completely surrendered to His will, beloved. When you do that and you ask Him to have mercy upon you, a sinner, you call on Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit, I guarantee you, He'll save you just like you are. And beloved, when He does, you'll be the first one to know it. Therefore, if any person be in Christ, they're new creatures. Old things pass away and all things become new to you when you get saved. Newness of life, that's what the Bible speaks about. Not the oldness of the letter. The letter killeth. The Bible said it's a spirit that quickens and makes alive. God's divine nature must be born in you. He must operate on your heart. That is the operation of faith. Now, Dr. Law, beloved, can only diagnose your condition, help you to realize that you're a sinner. The law was given, beloved, that we might realize that we were sinners, we were guilty before God. The law never was given to save. The law was our schoolmaster, our teacher, to help us to realize that we were sinners. And you, Dr. Law, beloved, cannot save you, but Brother Roloff said he got to send you to Dr. Grace, and grace, beloved, is how you get saved. The grace of God that brought salvation is the ever-loving Lord Jesus Christ. The law came by Moses. The grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. He died the death of a sinner, yet He knew no sin, but became, thank God, sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And if you get to heaven, you'll have to be made righteous. That is, become right in the sight of God Almighty. And it's only through the blood of His cross. Outside of the shedding of the blood, there's no forgiveness, no remission for sin. Now, if you can get to heaven by being good or doing good, I want to ask you a question. Why did Jesus die? He would not have had to die, beloved. It had been some other way through His sacrificial death. He had to die the death, beloved, on our behalf, in our place, die the death of a sinner. Yet He knew no sin, but became sin for you and I, but be made the right righteousness of God in Him. If you expect to get made right in the sight of God Almighty, it'll be through the blood of His cross. Outside the shedding of the blood, that is His blood, there's no forgiveness for sin. But the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. Now, I hope you'll see yourself and come to yourself and recognize and realize that you're a sinner. Now, if you just be honest, you don't have any problem realizing you sin. We all have problem with sin. I still have problem with temptation, beloved. As long as I'm in this old fleshly body, I'm tempted. Paul said he was tempted on every hand. We all tempted, beloved, as part of being human. He said, every time I try to do good, he said, there's evil present there with me. Beloved, the flesh itself is corrupt by nature, beloved. It has a sinful, shameful, a damaged nature, depraved, beloved, we're shaped in iniquity and born in sin. You're a sinner by birth, you become a sinner by choice, beloved. If you die in sin, you'll take an eternal death, a second death, in the place of an unquenchable fire, where the fire will never go out, where the worm will never die, and the smoke of the torment of a second death will ascend up forever and ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night. God help you not to die in sin. You don't have to. He died on your behalf, died in your place. He bore your sin in His own body on the tree. If you give to heaven, you'll have to be born again. That's the new nature, divine nature, God in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, Dr. Law, or the law, beloved, cannot save you. It has no power to save. Commandments of God, there's precepts, judgments, statutes, dietary laws, all types of laws of health and cleanliness, all these laws that help to govern this wretched, rotten, depraved flesh. Beloved, it was not given to save. It was given that sin might become exceedingly sinful, and people seeing themselves as a sinner, guilty before God, would call on God with a broke heart and a contrite spirit and accept what God done in Christ Jesus at Calvary on our behalf. He that knew no sin became sin, thank God, for you and I, that we might be made the righteous and become righteous of God in Him. Thank God it's only through Him, because He is, beloved, the way, the truth, and the life, and no man come to the Father but by Him. He is the great I Am, beloved. He said, I am. Listen, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the great I Am. He's God Almighty, reincarnate in a human body. God became man, beloved, and got down in tabernacle among men. It behooved him to be made like and unto his brother. The brethren, it said, he was made the woman, made under the law. Beloved, got into a human body and became man. The Son of Man, yet the Son of God, yet God reincarnate in human flesh. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Bible said, then these three are one. You cannot have one or no one personally in reality, beloved, without having all three. They're inseparable, beloved. Oh, yet they're three distinct, different being, God the Father, creator of all things, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Father, and the Lord Jesus became the Son and took on the likeness of sinful flesh, yet He knew no sin, but became
the sin. Thank God for you and I. We might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Sinners saved by grace. Just a sinner, beloved, saved by grace. If you've never seen yourself as a sinner, you've never been saved. How in the world could you get saved? You didn't know you need saving, beloved. If you thought salt justification by being good or doing good, or some act you perform by water baptism, case to do better, some out confession, beloved. As the Bible said, it's not with the mouth you believe, nor the mind, it's the heart. That is the very depth of your soul. But with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Beloved, you get saved when you genuinely get broken, contrite. You call on Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Beloved, you're really sincere and earnest, and He's dealing with you. You just simply give up yourself. Repent of your sin, and repentance means turning away from, giving up, beloved, turning loose of the things that you've been ensnared, entangled in, beloved, all your life. When you call on Him with that crushed heart, that broke spirit, beloved, He does something inside of you and changes the outside. I know that to be a positive fact. That happened to me, thank God, happened to me 45 wonderful years ago. And it can happen, it will happen to you if you'll get to Dr. Grace, beloved. Now the law here, the Word of God, beloved, brings up the knowledge of sin. So the faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Philippian jailer, said the Apostle Paul, and Silas had beat there and striped for preaching the Word of God and casting out demons on a little woman. He said to his servants, "What must I do to be saved?" He did not know what he needed to do to get saved. So faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. The Apostle Paul preached unto him Jesus, an all night sermon, beloved, and preached, and that old little fellow there in his old household, beloved, got saved because he heard the Word of God from a preacher that God had saved, God had called, and God had sent. They can't hear without a preacher, and he cannot preach, beloved, except he be sent. It's preached God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe, beloved, and there's no Bible belief, no saving grace outside of genuine divine preaching. It's sent down from on high, from on high, to one of God's children, one of God's people that's been saved by the grace of God and placed as a member of the body of Christ, beloved, in whom there is inside them the Spirit of a living God, and then they share the good news, the glorious gospel with the lost and the dying world. The Bible said, for the Lord's church, His body, His believers, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We're to work and labor out in the fields and hedges and byways and compel them to come in. Whether they're out there, they need somebody who's been saved, somebody that can tell them, enlighten them, beloved, who has light within themselves to be able to share that light and to season their lives with the salt that is with the salt of the earth, the grace of God speaking to and through them the lost and dying world. They cannot get saved, beloved, until somebody brings them the Word of God, who's been called by God, sent by God, saved by the grace of God, and only then can you share the good news, the glorious gospel of Christ, and it's got the sharing out of you. We have responsibility, an obligation, and a duty, beloved. You better get out there if you're saved and share it and get do what you can while you can. Redeem the time for today's reading. I see my time just about gone. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. It's our prayer in His name.